Welcome, everybody. This is the No K-Pop, No Life podcast. I am your interim host, Cools. And today we have Dole.
Hello.
And Roa.
Hello.
That's it.
Yeah, only three people today.
We're a bit short-staffed today, and you're just going to have to put up with this. Begin. Since it is summer, we are going to start on our summer releases. And we're going to skip over one, Luna, because you just need to watch the special episode for that.
Yes.
And we don't need to sit here for another hour.
Exactly.
We're good. They did get their win, so that's, you know, whatever. That's pretty
good. Second win on the show right before COVID swept up.
But instead... Yeah. How about we talk about the real winners of the summer? By which I mean they've won so many shows. Brave
they
Girls.
Did.
Guys, like 3 years of hibernation.
I'm pretty fuzzy on the Brave Girls history. I just remember Rollin and
I think they released like a single in 2020.
The summer queens that should have been are back with Chimat Baram. What is that? I should have just said it in Korean. Chimat Baram.
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever that means.
Chimat Baram. Baram is wind. Yes.
Yeah.
Salty wind.
Salty. Probably. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. That makes sense.
Chimat. Mat means taste, but we're just getting to whatever the heck.
But it could be a word play with chima, which is skirt.
No
That's
way.
So that'd be really.
I don't believe this.
That would be really clever.
It could be. Like, look it up. But I think I heard something like that, like on one of the reactions that I watched. So.
Well, Roa, what do you think? Is the title perhaps the most clever part of this song?
I mean, it's typical Brave sound music. You know, it's just like a feel good song. Perfect for the summer. Glad the girls are having new music. Like they rode on their success from the Rollin throwback. So yeah, glad for them. The song is good, but you know, like it's not like you're gonna listen to that song in winter, for example. Like this is just a typical seasonal song, and they are rarely my thing. So yeah.
Yeah, I have also troubles with the concept of summer songs because it's like something it's so temporary, but then again you're going to say pop in general is a temporary type of genre where you consume music super fast, but this like kind of it's like they say yes, it's temporary when it's not supposed to be, I don't know.
It might not stick around for a while, and the Brave Girls are popular now, which, you know, I'm so glad for them. I don't think this song is very popular.
Have you heard more of the other one?
I will say that at least it's gone down a little bit, but at least once every 2 weeks, I still hear that car going by playing Rollin at like max speed, at max volume through the main road.
Chimat Baram then?
No Chimat Baram ever.
Okay.
I tried to
That's pretty indicative.
My students were like, teacher, play Rollin. I'm like, I don't want to play Rollin. How about Chimat Baram? She's like, no, Rollin. Like, but guys, this is the new Brave Girls. They didn't care. They don't care. Yeah. They just want Rollin.
And kids they know what's up.
Yeah. I appreciate the follow-up. They're trying to chase it. And it's what you need to do. You gotta lean into what works. Otherwise, it's not gonna work anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope Roa it's not gonna. Yeah.
I hope it's not gonna end up like Momoland situation, like where they blew up with Boom Boom and then decided to make Boom Boom version 2 and it just didn't work and they just disappeared from the face of Earth. So
they did.
I mean, they make really cute children's show opening songs, right?
Yes.
Is that the thing they do?
There's that.
Banana Cha-Cha.
Yeah, that's a good saving grace, I guess.
Like them and Oh My Girl and Weekly.
Yeah. No, but that's the usual scenario. We had that with Crayon Pop back in the day.
Crayon Pop. Wow.
Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, of course. Pop. I do. I mean, yeah.
The exact same thing happened where they absolutely blew up and they were extremely busy for a couple of months, maybe more, and then tried to follow up and was difficult.
Yeah.
Anyway, well,
do we have any opinions on the rest of the album?
There's an album.
Oh. Yo, oops. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess that's the opinion.
I listened to it only once. I'm gonna be honest. Like, it's been a month, and I don't remember any single song. So
it is. I've definitely listened to it more than once, and I mean that very strictly speaking. Probably more than once. Mm-hmm. I don't.
So twice.
It did not grab me. Not.
Yeah, we are sadly missing our Brave Girl Stan Yeti because he loves them and he listens to their music a lot. And I guess Chimaparam is probably song of the year for him so far. So
It would it be now?
I think he said so. He said so.
Yeah, well, I figured he'd be more elogious because he likes Brave Girls a lot.
Yeah, he does, and he also likes like this kind of summer and like seasonal song. So that's perfect for him. But yeah, I think he talked about Pool Party, which is a good song. But yeah, I have no idea how it sounds, so I cannot tell.
Ah, that's unfortunate. Also, I feel like when Brave Girls debuted, they had kind of the experimental Brave Brothers sound. Because Brave Brothers, they produced for numerous groups, right? And it did sound similar every time for those groups. But when it came to their homebrew group, Brave Girls, the debut and the first comeback, it actually did not sound like something they would produce for other groups, which was very interesting to me. And Chimaparam here, for me, it sounds like not debut Brave Girls, which I enjoyed, so it's unfortunate. It sounds more like the other groups, what they did for AOA and Bestie, this kind of groups.
I mean, I'm just glad they got back out there really quickly, like ASAP.
Yeah.
And then just they
had to strike the iron while it was hot.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I hope you've listened to the next album at least once or twice. How do you, Dole, feel about Alcohol Free?
Ooh. I don't very much enjoy the single as a lot of people, I understand. It's pretty bad. I actually never want to listen to this song again.
No. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, I'm going to do my best to avoid it because it's just so bland. And the worst part about it is maybe the one where they enumerate all the different cocktails. It feels so unimaginative. I cannot with this part. And no, the actual worst part is how good the rest of the album is.
One sec. Are you alcohol free today?
I mean, the first listen I was like just like Dole, but I ended up listening to it more often because like it appeared in some variety shows and stuff like that. And the song has its charms, but it's definitely not what Twice is known for, that sound. Like, this is, I feel like this song was in JYP's folder for himself. But you just decided to not release it because for some reasons, I guess. I don't know why. But this is definitely a JYP song. Like the way it's written, the lyrics and everything. Like this is something JYP would sing himself. Like it I'm does convinced sound like, about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
that might be true. That may be a JYP single, actually.
Interesting. Well, personally, my opinion is so complicated with this song because I would never listen to it with like my headphones because it's just not that enthralling. But what it is good for is really good like sound filler. I will throw this on while I'm at my computer in school and just chill. It's really inoffensive. But for me, it's inoffensive in a good way. It doesn't like aggressively pull my attention. And I think at this point, I've listened to enough Twice that I just kind of like their voices. And I just appreciate hearing them sing to me. It's nice.
That's true, That's true, though. And also, one thing the song has going for it is the lack of voice processing.
Oh, yeah.
True. I mean, and to be fair, this is a JYP like kind of staple where he has very little voice processing on his singers, usually. Sometimes it has, but...
Duck All Free is definitely probably one of the songs that broke me for just like not trying to expect the world of songs and like make them blow me away. Sometimes it's okay to have like a little margarita by the pool and it's nice and calm.
Yeah. I find it funny that you use the term good filler.
I really like the listing off the alcoholic drinks, honestly.
Oh, do you?
I really like it.
I also think it's the best part of the song, to be honest.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, this is really a matter of taste.
not because of the alcohol listings, but because of the melody they're using. The melody is catchy.
I mean, yeah, I suppose. Maybe. And maybe it's Momo's delivery that's like not for everyone.
Also, can I just say their outfit, for me at least, their outfits are always on point when I see them on shows. I love whatever they their floral dress, summer
skirt. Pretty good.
Oh, it's so nice. Maybe that's what like pulled it up for me, which is like, I just wanted to watch stages to see what they were wearing. Because it's classy? Classy? Well,
yeah. You could say
we'll call it classy. In comparison to what they could be
wearing. Classy, I guess. Classy summer party. Like sipping some cocktails, definitely.
Good old pool party. It's nice.
Yeah.
Definitely all glowing this comeback.
Are they performing as Nine?
Yes. They are.
Nice.
Yeah. Jonghyun is fully back.
But besides that, I think said you liked the B-sides, though.
I did. It's insane, actually, to me. It's so shocking how alcohol-free is associated with this otherwise incredibly nice and coherent track list. I do not understand. Because the rest of the album is so coherent. I don't know if you've noticed, but all the tracks, literally all of them, are super bassline heavy. They rely a lot on the bass line in their instrumentation, especially during the choruses. They all have some type of drop where you have the bass line where that is predominant. In First Time, it's very classy. There's this also Twice sings it with this falsetto, which I don't think I've heard that much of before, which is a shame because they do it really well. And Scandal is the same, also a bass line, but a little bit more poppier, I would say. Conversation is filthier, it's louder. Blue Love, Baby Blue Love is on the cheerful side, and SOS, I would say, is dreamier, maybe. I'm just attaching adjectives, but just to say that it's like so coherent, so cohesive. It's and all the melodies work really well in those. I don't understand how much better they are. It's, I don't know.
Ruh?
I do agree. Like, the album is really, really nice. Is it because it's in part composed and written by the members? Probably, because they have been doing that more and more, and every time their songs are good. Like, they are good writers, like Gio, Nayeon, Sana, Taeyeon, especially these four. Mm-hmm. They've been doing a lot of B-sides lately, and yeah, it's really working.
Oh, that's nice. I wasn't aware.
I wonder if members, when they write songs, kind of have a better handle on what they think their music is.
I guess.
Well, I mean, I guess we could pull that. There's Soyeon, and there's Jiyun, and there's Twice, and I'm sure there's others. Do they?
It's funny. Yeah.
Really,
yeah,
have a handle on what they think their group sound is, and.
It's a different point of view on what their music should be, yeah. And sometimes they work well together, like in like Jiyun's song work really well in Weekly's discography overall. And sometimes they kind of stick out, like here in this EP. And maybe they should, yeah, let Twice write more songs in the future if that's the case. And have them dictate what their music should sound like.
Yeah. For sure.
Me, personally, I really... I'm not like a professional at what Twice's sound is pre like, what's that? Dance the Night Away? Or pre-Fancy? But I feel like First Time and Scandal are very old Twice. And then it kind of moves itself into newer Twice sounds, like post-Fancy. Twice. It's a good mix. It's a little bit of funkiness in there. You got a little bit of whatever that fancy synth sound is that I love so much.
Yes. Yeah. In SOS. Mm. Oh, it's so good. Them.
I need more of that. And it's I feel like this is a pretty old album for Twice. Like in terms of where if you were like listen to everything and trying to line it up. Chronologically, this would get in before Fancy somehow, I'm pretty sure.
Without any knowledge of each song. Yeah, maybe. I can see that. I can see myself placing it in their earlier discography.
I
disagree.
No?
Because you can tell those songs, like the way they are singing them, they feel much more mature than what they were.
Oh yeah,
pre-Dance the Night Away or Fancy or whatever.
Ah, that's right though, that's right. But just considering the title track, no, actually, I don't. I'm unsure. It's certainly would be an interesting exercise.
Oh, I'll post some more pictures and then you can see the music, what they're wearing on the music shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Which means next up, NCT Dream. Dole, yes. I'm so sorry. I don't have a handle on this. What do I like NCT Dream's songs this time?
I think you would. Is that your question? Would you like the songs?
Yeah. Do you like?
Yeah, I do. I really enjoy Hello Future. I don't have actually a lot of things to say about it. It just. You know, it's NCT. By this point, I'm just used to them just absolutely slaying me every time. They are the bosses of the game. I think they can do whatever they want. I will never not be on board. Hello Future, it sounds... I tried to come up with words to describe it. It sounds big. I don't know. It feels like there's a lot of reverb on everything. In the song, it kind of like Limitless, if you ever heard that NCT song.
Yeah.
But more upbeat, obviously, because it's an NCT Dream. To me, that's it's NCT Dream's Limitless. I think it's a good way of describing it, maybe. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of this song. It's great. Mm. Absolutely.
All right. Oh, well, how's like the music video? How's the choreography? I'm so curious.
Dude, I haven't caught up, but no. I'm sure it's great. Because right. NCT are usually dance kings also.
Mm.
So I have faith.
All right. And I guess Ro doesn't
No, I did listen to it. I even added it to my playlist.
Nice.
Wow. Little Future is like everything you can find in an NCT song, in my opinion.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And like it has all the wacky melodies, like the way they sing up low, like at the same, like it's so weird the way they sing, you know, like it's never the same phrases, like they can change the key in the same sentence, like it's just NCT, and it's so good.
Yeah,
it is actually so good.
The melodies are so unusual. It's never boring. That's the thing.
So colorful every time, and it's just their identity at this point, I think.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, I'll get to it. I promise. I'll throw it on next time.
please.
But for now, Soyeon.
Mm-hmm.
She's back again, and it's
she's back
what
again.
Is it?
It's an EP.
Yeah, five songs mm-hmm. and a good old little feature. But the title is what is it? Beam Beam, right?
The name of the
title is Windy.
Okay,
yeah, the Windy album is the name of the
EP. Oh, the title track. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, Beam Beam.
Exactly. Yeah, you're correct.
Dole, what you
yes,
got?
It's her, because she had solos before.
Yeah.
Before Idol even. But that was it, right? She didn't have anything else. So that's her first bigger project. And, you know, I enjoyed it. Actually, that, like, it's, I got a nuance that, because the first time I listened to Beam Beam, it was difficult. I first impression was very poor, actually, because this chorus is a lot, basically a wall of sound.
It's very aggressive, to say the least.
It is. But I did listen to it in poor conditions. I had my shitty earbuds. And I gotta say, with nice headphones, it turns out it's not as poorly mixed as I originally thought. Even though you could argue that if you can't listen to it with shitty earbuds, then maybe it's not that. Maybe it is poorly mixed because you need to be able to listen to
like
it in
Kuki
different
has,
conditions.
I feel like Kuki has choice words for you.
Yeah, he probably would have things to say about this.
But also, I think Yeti said something about that too. Like, if you have to listen to something in your car, then it's just not a good song.
yeah. I don't know. I'm mixed on this. It's just some songs, they benefit. I mean, what I mean is that you always benefit from listening to something with good headphones, whatever the song is, because
actually,
headphones are just better. Oh, you would disagree?
When I got my IEMs and I put on a few songs, some of them just got significantly worse.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Because you can hear compression artifacts and you can, like, bad mixing is exacerbated.
Oh,
it's like a lot.
I see.
It's just kind of like you hear imperfections, but the good music is significantly better. Anyway, I'm sorry to pull you off.
No, that's fine. That's on topic. I broached the subject. But yeah, no, this, even with good headphones, I mean, it's better, but this chorus is still a lot to digest. And it's a shame because the verses have a pretty nice vibe. They're okay, and Soyeon, I think, in my opinion, is a very talented singer rapper. So the fact that the choruses fails to showcase that is, yeah, it's a real shame. Oh. But the B sides, once again, it's where it's at.
Aren't they always
covered? Yeah, it's like it's not even a surprise anymore.
Bro, before we go to the B sides,
yeah, go ahead.
Beam us with your opinion.
I actually agree with Dole, even though I didn't listen with bad headphones, because I only listen to music with good headphones, because I only have good headphones and I don't have any other. I don't have any other devices to listen to music. Actually, I don't have speakers and everything. So it's only headphones, and I wasn't shocked by the mixing, but maybe it's actually bad. Who knows? I actually like the song, and I feel it fits her a lot, the entire concept.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Yeah. The music video is actually pretty funny. There are couple of scenes which are like hilarious. She's playing a fast food waitress, but yeah, she's having a lot of fun. Let's say it
obviously.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and it's a fun song, I guess. That's a good adjective for it. It's a fun song.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I wish I had more. I didn't listen all the way through before. I didn't give it a good listen, like a good intentional listen. So I apologize for that. Besides, Dole?
Besides, Weather is where it's at for me. Weather is very nice. I think it showcases Soyeon at her best. It succeeds where Beam Beam fails. She has a really nice tone in the singing parts, and it really shows how much of an actual competent singer she actually is. And of course, in the rap parts in those verses, she also slays. But to me, Soyeon's power is not just her flow; it's also how easily she incorporates melody into rap-heavy verses. You know, some people might call it sing rapping, something like that. But I disagree. She's just really good at making melodious rap, you know, stuff that she has a very good ear for this. And Weather is exactly that. She does this extremely well in this. And I love that and this song for this reason. All right. And then, of course, there's the feature.
Yeah,
with BB and Youngji, I think is the name of the other rapper.
Youngji, yeah.
Is this bad bitch number? Is the title?
It is bad bitch number.
Yeah.
They just have to censor it in the title, don't they?
Yes, they do. I thought overall it was pretty. I dislike the chorus in this song. I think the verses are really nice because each of the people in this collab are very talented artists with high individual skill.
Yeah.
And they really show it in those verses. With those verses have a lot of personality. They change also instrumentally, wildly. Especially in Soyeon's verse where basically it's a different song, it feels like, almost. But another thing I don't like about this song is also unfortunately the lack of chemistry between the artists is just very separate.
It feels like like a cipher,
like they were recorded at different times.
Exactly.
I wonder.
The first verse was one artist, chorus, then BB, then chorus, then Soyeon.
Yeah, it feels like a cipher and doesn't have any real links between each other. It's interesting.
Yeah, it is strange. But I can appreciate each of those verses individually, you know? So yeah, that's my take on the album.
All right, which means... this one was kind of quick, I mean, but like, you know, we either be here forever or not.
I'm surprised you didn't mention Psycho, though.
No, actually, it was quite, I don't know, a little bit unremarkable. Maybe, but you can talk about it. Go ahead.
I mean, it's more on the idol sound, I would say.
Ah, yes, that's right.
And that's maybe why it's a bit awkward with only her voice. But I actually really liked it, Psycho. The overall mood of the track is very somber, and I like that.
Yes, there's this moody atmosphere to it.
Yeah, summer's good.
And then obviously the featuring is amazing, and BB's verse is absolutely tasty.
it is. She's like, why does she has to whisper?
I don't know, but
it's difficult for us, you know, to listen to that without
it is,
sweating
yeah,
profusely.
It is BB, man. Like, she's so alluring when she's singing, rapping, or whatever she's doing. Like,
she
I don't
truly
know.
Is.
Sorry.
So yeah, that's my take on the album.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Got anything else? And now, with that, it's time to move into anything else we've been listening to the last few weeks, except for Luna. Don't do that.
Nah. Don't do that.
Why?
Because we still have to talk about the other people.
Yes.
You know what? I got something. Sori randomly dropped like a song after she says she was done.
Wait, what?
Our favorite Nugu Sori, who does Touch and Initial S and that other song we forgot about, she just like dropped one, you know?
She said she was done.
Alright.
I mean, she's like 30. She said she was done trying to be an idol.
Oh, I see.
You remember this? We were very sad about it.
That doesn't mean stopping singing.
Okay, yeah, fair. It's not like she's promoting it. And it's smooth. I'll give her that. It's very smooth. It's clearly not like a title track that you're going to go debut with. So I wonder if she just... I need to do research. I wonder if she just wrote it herself and recorded it. And just like, here you go. Throw it up on the channel, please.
That's how it should be sometimes. It's pretty nice.
I mean, she can keep singing. I like her.
I didn't even know about it.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the one with Giddy Boy?
With maybe. The it's called Deja Vu.
Oh, so that's not it.
It has 9,000 plays on Spotify, so...
That ain't it.
That ain't it. Go give her a shot. Okay. It's nice to hear Sori's voice again is about what I'll say about Deja Vu.
I should, actually, because you guys talk about her every time.
We love Sori.
So often, so I... Yeah.
There's only so many idols that are... There are only so many idols that are older than me, all right? Like, come on, give me a break. You got all your dang on Nunas, and I have Irene and Yukika and Sori. That's what I got.
All I know is I'm the same age as you are. That's it.
That's who?
Wait, are you?
I think. I'm 93.
I think she's older than that.
Oh, is she? Hmm. It says 93.
Yeah. Really? Damn.
May 16th. So yeah, that's my
okay.
benchmark.
What else do I got?
I mean, I only have Taeyeon, but I suppose Ro wanna open about this first, maybe.
You can go ahead with Taeyeon because I have two other things to talk about, so you can bring up Taeyeon.
Okay.
You're allowed
so,
to.
I mean, I prefer to ask, you know, because I'm clearly not the come on.
Taeyeon fanboy?
Taeyeon fanboy, Sonyeoshide fanboy. So, yeah, but I mean, Weekend, I went in not expecting a lot because I haven't been following Taeyeon's output very closely, but this is very nice. She really sells this style. I don't know how you call this genre of music.
I have no idea.
I suppose some people will call it city pop, and some other people will say it's definitely not.
That's like a Western city pop.
But it's in that range, and it has like, you know, all the element, the funk guitar, and I usually am a fan of funk guitar in instrumentals like this, and this chorus when it hits it puts you in a vibe, you know, when what's the lyrics, when the weekend comes. Oh
yeah,
it's pretty nice. So I just wanted to say I don't have much more. I just wanted to say I had a good time listening to this.
Yeah, it's a really good song, a feel good song. Like,
yes,
she's singing it effortlessly. Like, she's never like doing any high notes or whatever. This is just like easy singing for her, but she does it well, and it's like not very usual from her. I kind of like
she's not
it.
Flexing her voice skills.
That's yeah, that she's unusual. Not flexing her voice exactly. Or it's not like she wants to, but like she's known for that, and people want her to do that. But yeah, the fact that she's allowed to think to sing something like that—that's kind of cool. Like very, very smooth and very sweet type of voice.
It's true that K-pop usually pushes for those. I mean, you know, idol songs are all about their high notes and ad-libs, and it's all about showing off, basically. Like, look exactly. how much of a good singer I am. And sometimes it's nice to, like, tone it down a little bit.
For sure it is. And she's rapping, dude.
He is. Yeah, what I heard the heck? That. Yep.
Yeah, it took her, let me see, 2007, 14 years. 14 years impressive. To get a rap verse. That's impressive.
And you know, she sells it. She sells it.
Yeah, it's good.
I would argue that good singers are usually also good at rapping, because...
Yeah. I mean...
You know, when you have skill that's innate like that, usually
exactly
whatever you try to do when it's about your voice, it's gonna sound pretty nice. Like I know Hyorin from Sistar tried her hand at rapping.
She was very good too.
She's a really good rapper. Ailee also has some rap verses here and there.
Yeah,
she's also amazing. So it's something that usually happens.
Surprised. As long as you know how to play with the rhythm, like you're good to go. Exactly.
Yeah. So,
what else you got? What else you got?
Me, Roa, it's I'm your done. Turn. Yes, Roa. Go
ahead. I want to quickly talk about the Day 6 unit, Evelyn of Day.
Right.
I really, really like the title track once again. I don't know what it is with Day 6, but it's been so long for them and they never had a single miss.
Yeah, like, you were blown away by their previous singles.
I absolutely love what they do. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. They've been writing their own songs since the very beginning and composing and everything. Maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. But it's so good and so authentic every time. I love it. The Ride Through Me, the title track of their new album, is like very... As usual, like you have so many... unusual melodies that you wouldn't hear anywhere else, and I really love that, how they play with the chords and everything. So good.
Kind of it an really NCT good. Situation, but with
exactly but with a rock. completely different taste. With rock and blues, and this is so good. I really recommend the Day 6. Like, if you like blues and rock, like, they also have some more poppy sounds, but yeah, this is definitely more on the rock side, and they're rocking it.
You went there. I will give it a try. You know, it's only 7 tracks. How bad could it be?
I'll take that. That sounds like a good one. But how bad could it be?
Well, I didn't mean that to sound bad. Actually, it was.
I'm
okay,
kidding.
And, well, and I guess the other thing that we should mention is that the old OG Beast Dolls are back, 2 p.m.
Oh,
like this is.
I guess we should mention them.
This is quite a big feat, in K-pop.
Yeah.
So
they're a big name. That's correct.
Sadly, Cookie is not there to. Like to.
Oh, I wish Cookie was there
to give his opinion, because I know he really liked the album. Personally, I like the title track, even though it sounds a bit too similar to My House, their previous one. Like,
yeah.
It definitely feels like they wanted to ride on their previous success.
It was kind of a hit. Yeah,
it was a hit. It was a really good song, and this one is a really good song too. Like, I actually really like it. The album is kind of long. It's like 10 or 11 tracks, I think. It has one thing that rides from the first track to the very end, it's like very classy.
Mm-hmm.
Classy and old K-pop, like from 2010s, 11s, something like that.
Dude, that's nice.
And if you like that, like, you're gonna really enjoy that album.
And it's feel like, long though.
It didn't.
You mentioned, yeah, okay, so that's that. No, yeah, that's
to me,
important.
To me, it didn't, because yeah, it's like, I don't know, very very suave the way they are singing every songs. I really like it.
Uh huh.
It feels very, like, it's not idols, but more like grown up men's, you know. And that's very different when they sing.
I guess they are at that point.
They are all above 30 years old. So.
Yeah.
Oh my, that's cool.
Yep.
That's so cool.
It's funny because they kind of, I mean, JYPE with GOT7 before they disbanded, they kind of started going that route.
Yeah.
The classy type stuff. And I guess 2PM also went that route with My House. So yeah. It was kind of...
Yeah, which was actually a big change for them, because as I said, when introducing them, they were the Beast Dolls. So the,
that's right. That's right.
Usually very
that.
powerful and heavy rap songs. But yeah.
That was the concept at first. But it felt a little bit redundant having GOT7 in that niche and also 2PM.
And so, now Stray Kids. Like, Stray that would Kids have been a bit too much.
Yeah,
I think.
Right. So, pretty nice.
But yeah, very classy album, like very jazzy, blues, like the thing that you would find in a bar like 2 a.m. And it's really cool. Like, you can just get a glass of wine and listen to that music, and yeah, it's a good yeah. album, very good album.
Might actually do that, actually.
Well, y'all done, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Next up, we need to do the ceremonial graduation of Weekly, which is
okay.
We talk about them or something. I have some questions.
Sadly.
I have some questions for you.
Okay, good, because I don't know where to start.
I'll run you through the gamut. Dole, do you remember when you tagged all of us to watch the Weekly V Live?
I remember.
You know how you started this, and everyone like replied and like watched the V Live somehow.
Wait, I started this.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Okay, maybe
you
did.
You said, "Hey, look at these girls. They're about to debut. Come watch them. They're great." And then you made us pick favorites.
Is the journey of our way to become dailies.
Yeah.
But we always pick favorites. That's what we do. We're K-pop fans, right?
You knew what you were doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that was nice. That's
so they clearly had like a body of work before they debuted, but what did you expect them to kind of come out swinging like that? Were your expectations high?
I had very high expectation personally, based on the teasers. Yeah.
Same, and because they are like the very first group from the A-Pink company, like after A-Pink. Mm. And A-Pink's done a lot of good stuff, so yeah, I had very high expectations.
Did any of y'all follow them, like relentlessly before they debuted, when they were the Play-In girls?
Not relentlessly, obviously, but I did hear of them before for sure.
Actually, I don't do that. I know there are people who do that, who like kind of seek specifically trainees that are about to debut. I get it, but I don't do it. I don't have the patience. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something I'm very interested in, because they don't have music, you know. It's that's about it. But I would have, honestly, if I was interested.
It's
in this
like following
stuff.
A YouTuber. Just like,
kind of, yeah. Hey. I see the appeal. I do see the appeal. Like, kind of like the people who knew about Karina and all of aespa before, like years before aespa was a thing. I found that actually impressive. But I don't do it. I was totally unaware of Play-Em girls, fave girls, etc. Yeah.
When
and actually I learned about that later and caught up. So yeah.
When did it happen? When did you say, I am a daily? That's me. Yep. Was there a moment? Was it just like, and I bought the albums. There you go. We're good.
I actually took time to buy the albums. I only bought them only recently. Yeah. I don't know if there's a specific... Well, no. I mean, when they debuted and they met every single one of my expectations, I was pretty much in, I guess. I didn't say in my head, I am a daily, because the fandom didn't have a name, but I was in. I was definitely in at that point.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. The debut song, like, Tag Me, is a milestone.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah.
Like a generational debut song or something like that.
Yeah.
Did you have a moment like that, you call?
I wouldn't call myself a daily, unfortunately.
Okay.
Because I really, really like Jiyun. I really, really like Jiyeon. And I know everyone's names. But that's not. I don't like consume their content as much as I should. That's just a me thing. I do think they're nice. And I have their alerts on for VLive, so whenever they go live, I watch a few minutes, like, no matter who it is. Just they're good. I like them.
Yeah.
What's after that? And I guess now that they're not rookies anymore. Where would you put them? If they're not rookies anymore, what tier are you putting them in?
Oh my god. I won't lie, weekly for me, they're pretty much S tier. I don't know, that's kind of arbitrary, but they're top of the crop, one of my favorite groups out there still.
Welcome to the workforce, weekly. Ro, where are they in your tier list? Unless you don't believe tier lists exist because they prescribe the meta. But
yeah, actually, now that I would say, like, they're right under Luna for me.
Hmm. Damn.
Yeah, at the kind of the same tier as like Aespa. What did we have recently?
Oh, I mean like twice. Like, I'm talking like twice and Red Velvet. Where are we? Where are they in the grand scheme of K-pop?
Oh, that's too early, man.
No, they're not rookies anymore. They need to be somewhere.
Yeah, but no. 1 year, that's way too early. They are nothing near close any of those huge groups.
Well, it seems like they have a good forward momentum, minus that one misstep. But otherwise, you know, I think
they're doing really well.
Like, you just need to get that body of work under you. You just got to keep doing it. And keep churning them out. Like, keep having excellence.
After school music video has more than 80 million views. So that's crazy.
Lord.
Yeah. No, After School is
fire.
It's an actual hit.
It is. It is.
We say hit like this, but After School is, it's a hit.
After School is massive. Like, the numbers of After School are crazy.
Well, it did catch fire on like TikTok and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it was on those Spotify viral 50 world. It was number one or two for a while.
Wow. Oh, they've been killing it with it.
It was.
They've got eyes on, and maybe now that they have eyes on, like, you know, After School, which is very in the vein of Tag Me, they'll have to keep doing this forever, like mishmashing two separate songs together and making this weird subversive thing.
Please. Yes.
we just have to hope that every time that they release a song, they have two candidates for the title song and decide to merge them. I guess that's how it works.
Yeah. You know, I'll say this one thing that I want from Weekly from now on. Props. I just keep the props. Do whatever you want. Keep the props.
Oh,
I love
props.
I mean,
I don't think they're gonna change. Like, this is their thing. They are the only group doing that. They have been doing it every promotions so far.
Mm-hmm. So they always have one thing.
Yeah, I don't see them changing it. That would be weird, actually, if they change it.
It's like getting rid of your killing point, or your selling
point. It would not feel good to have them. Yeah.
No, it wouldn't feel good at all. Like, Speaking of after school, like, remember Bang with the drum sets?
Yes.
Oh, man.
That was a one-time thing, and it's kind of sad. Well, so, yeah, I can't imagine weekly, like, leaving the props behind. I cannot.
Hmm. Well, weekly.
Hopes and dreams. I hope we get more stuff like the weekly story little films.
Mini films. Those are so cute.
Those were so nice. This one basically got me in.
Yeah,
so I want more thing like this, please.
But yeah, the sad thing though is that this type of things are usually only for the debut, and that sucks.
No,
don't say this.
Well,
yeah, but it's true though. Like,
it's true though.
Whether we have props or mismatched songs, we will always have weekly Luna interactions.
True.
Yes. Yes.
That's
more interactions.
We will have those forever. Maybe not in a huge capacity. Maybe they'll be rare, but they will always be there. Jihan will always go fangirl at them. And like Isaac or whatever. Have they done that yet?
No. No.
Have weekly, we done Isaac since COVID?
I can't recall the last time Isaac
happened. That was way before.
Man, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
When it comes back?
That's going to be fun, yeah. For sure.
All right. Well, Weekly, welcome to the big wide world of K-pop.
Yes.
Enjoy your stay. And all you need to do to be one of the best groups is keep putting out good music. Secret to success. You can have that one for free.
Is that simple, right?
It's that simple. Don't choke.
If only.
Which means that I hate to do this. I don't want to be the person to do this, but we have a new rookie rank.
Oh my God.
We do. Now that they are gone, I'll just read it off.
The number one is
number
gone.
Number one is Stacy, which if Yeti was here, would be losing his shit. Jumping up and down, cheering, running around in circles like someone scored a soccer goal.
I would like to see it.
He would have opened a bottle of champagne already.
Wow. Number two is Aespa. Hello, Aespa.
Hi.
I'm
great. Keep it up.
Never change or do change. I'm not your dad. You do you. Next, number three. We never thought they'd be here. Tribee.
For sure. That's a surprise hit for me.
That's a shocker and a half for me.
Yeah.
Number four, Purple Kiss. Number five, Azer. Number six, Lightsome. Number seven, Pixie. Number eight, Bling Bling. Number nine, Lunasolar. And re-entering the top 10 is Hot Issue.
Yeah.
We are also missing Dear Wooa, who never got their chance to be number one. Oh, well.
Yep.
They were on the podium for the majority of the year, though.
Yeah. Well, Wooa also entered the big wide world of K-pop, and we wish them luck. They have a very nice, but very, like, extremely solid body of work.
Yeah, it's actually impressive. No one bad song.
Not one. All fantastic. Keep it up, Wooa.
They need a popular hit, like, to really blow up.
I mean, they have like a million TikTok followers. They're like, they are literally 10 times as popular on TikTok as they are on like anything else.
Yeah, so. I know, but I'm not sure what is the reach of TikTok, to be honest.
You know, it's something. That's how Luna started, right? It's just like, we have this really big social media fan base, and they're like, yeah, but how are you going to turn to money? I'm like,
yeah.
What'd you say? I can't understand English all of a sudden.
Suddenly it's difficult.
Morago. it's something. It's a foothold. They'll get there.
Yeah.
And with that, our episode is done. Fortunately for you guys, in the spirit of the Summer Queens coming back after their first win and graduating groups, is, I think we might have done this game before, but Time to First Win. Classic game.
You knew this was coming. Oh, God.
And I have the big list pulled up.
The big list? What do you mean?
I'm going to pull from... List. You're not even going to know. All right.
Dude, I have absolutely zero knowledge about that.
And...
I think I remember seeing one of those, you know, the charts with the groups and the amount of days till First Win.
Yeah, that's it.
And yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
You guys take turns.
All right.
First up, Dole. IZ*ONE. And I mean, whoever's closest gets it, of course, but don't go first.
Yeah, gotcha. I don't watch music shows too. Oh no, I am screwed.
Me neither.
I reckon it's pretty short. Like something. I mean, they debut, they promote, like maybe 2 weeks, something like that.
Your answer is 14 days. All right.
Yeah.
Ruh?
Yeah, you're not eligible in the first week, so yeah, I would say. A bit less than that, actually. Maybe 10.
That might
Guess
be
what,
call.
Roa got it.
It's 10?
It is exactly 10 days.
What the fuck? Yeah, that was... Yeah,
you're not eligible your first week, and then your first music show is probably like 3 days after the week is up.
Holy
so.
Yeah, that's how I counted it, yeah.
I just realized I'm just in a 1v1 against Roa.
Yeah,
and
good luck, man.
And I don't feel good.
Good luck. We're just gonna get this one out of the way. I'm sure you already know what I'm saying, so you're getting it up cute in your head. Ruh, Luna.
I mean, I know the exact date of their first win.
I'm gonna count down from 10.
But the problem is I have no idea how many days that is.
Three, two,
500 one. And no, actually more than 600 days. Yeah, 600 plus.
I'm gonna give you 601.
Okay, 601.
Do?
But
yeah, that's more than that, dude.
I don't know.
Give me a number.
Yes, I will.
You can literally say one under Roa.
I'm trying to multiply days in my head in terms of years and everything.
You know what? Basically, you guys are in a high-low contest, is what this is.
Yes. 700. Yeah, 700.
All right. I know the exact date, man. That's the 12th of March, 2020.
Well, I have to wonder what the number you were going to say first, because the actual number is 570. You were super close.
Oh, okay.
You were saying 500.
Dude, I am screwed.
Yeah, that's another one for Ruh.
Yep. Is that the actual date, by the way? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Next up. Oh, my girl. Doll.
Holy shit, I have no clue.
This one is tough.
Yeah, I don't even know when they debuted. It was like something like 2015? No. Not even close, probably. I don't know.
I think you're right.
Okay, so if I'm right and they
it's
won...
either 15 or 16, but yeah.
Then I just need to multiply something like 3 times... uh, 1,500 days.
Okay.
Their first win, I think, is with Secret Garden. So that's less than Dole's answer.
It is less. It is 1,009.
Oh. Oh, no.
3.5 years. Wow. No, three and some change. Next up, how nice do I want to be to you guys?
Pretty nice.
Nah, just
all right. Wonder Girls, Doll, right? Wonder Girls.
Oh my god!
Wow, shit. I have no idea.
That's not nice. let's say what their debut was an absolute hit, wasn't it?
Perhaps.
I think it was. So I'm going to say something like 30 days.
Okay, 30 days.
I have no fucking clue.
I think, yeah, and then I don't think they won with that debut song, which was Irony, if I remember correctly.
Irony so was I'm their gonna, debut, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to say more.
It is more. It is significantly more. Uh-huh. It is 257 days.
Is it Tell Me or Nobody?
I mean, I only have the thing up. I only have the chart up.
I think it's Tell Me. It has to.
Overestimated how popular they were.
Dole, you gotta grab this one. TXT. Except, you know what, Ro, you go first. I'll let you go first.
Okay, sure. I mean, they probably won with Crown, which was their debut. So I'm gonna say 19 days.
Okay, Dole, high, low.
More?
Dole.
What? I didn't even know they had a win.
Eight days.
8 days.
Whoa. 8. Okay.
What the fuck?
You mean the little brothers of BTS? Come on.
I mean, for the being the little brothers of BTS, they're not that popular. But that's...
speaking of BTS. BTS.
Yes.
Do. Oh.
This is... I'm getting wrecked by this game. Let's see. Boy with Love, I think it was.
I have no idea. To be honest, this one, I don't know. I'm just going to guess.
300 days after debut.
Okay. Hilo?
I'm going to say more.
How much more?
Oh, like 300, that's just 1 year. Like almost 2 years, maybe three even, actually. After
yeah. BTS had to wait... BTS had to wait 692 days.
Damn.
It took a long time for them to get off the ground.
They were absolute nugu at the beginning.
Let's
wrap this up. I got two more that are thematic. Brave Girls. How long?
I don't know when they debuted. But their first win has to be Rolling. So yeah. you just have to guess the debut date, but I have no freaking idea.
Yeah, same, actually.
I don't know in days. I'm gonna say 7 years.
7 years. So I have my calculator, actually. Is that cheating?
2,555.
Let's go with more.
He's fucking throwing. 1,854 days.
Okay, when they debuted in 2015?
Do you have the debut date?
Yeah.
2014?
15? You know what's funny
about... I'm just trying to have 0 points.
I mean, try.
Yeah.
You know the funny thing about Roland is that it's the song of the summer for Korea for 2021, and I was over here in 2018 when I listened to it originally. I was like, this is amazing. I love this shit. And so it's like it'll always be 3 years off for me, like the summer times. Anyway, last one in honor of our recent graduates, Weakling.
Am I first?
Yeah.
Did they win with Tag Me? I don't think so.
Nah. Actually, I'm trying to remember.
I'm gonna say 135 days.
Okay. Hello.
It's more.
Yes, it is. It is two. It is 358 days. They won seven. They won. Get this. 7 days short of a year.
Mm. Oh, they won with after school. That was the first win. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I didn't know.
Win with Tag Me and
I thought they won one with the zigzag because I remember like some kind of performances, but that was probably.
Wouldn't that be depressing?
Why?
Hey, I mean, Luna won with So What, so you know.
Yeah, you know, I really would butterfly that win, but we take what we take what we take, you know.
We do.
Which means that Roa has more points than Dole.
Thank God I got
those.
A point.
you avoided the clean sweep.
Roa, what's going on in the time capsule this time?
Oof. I don't know, man.
All right, let's pull up,
it is an entire
events.
Month.
Yeah, that's
oh, yeah.
Way too long, dude.
You can always just put something in Luna related. Can't come up
yeah,
with anything.
But that's so easy, dude.
that's the easiest. We did watch the concert together, which is always an event.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I wonder if it's wise to just be like, I want to put something in that's going to make it to the top four. But that's not always possible.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly the date, but I want to put the My Music Taste introduction where we first saw a moving asshole in like 2.5 years.
Yes. Okay. You like it.
I like it too.
Good, man, that was
call.
Super cute.
NGG?
Like the whole like Yojin being a teacher thing. Absolutely adorable.
Yes.
The fan meeting, actually. I wasn't thinking about that, but yeah, the fan meeting. That's a good one.
Transfer student hustle. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Lol.
Yeah, that was fun. Maybe the bit with the asshole, please look at the camera.
Look at the camera.
You have to make up your mind. You have to choose.
I think this one is better though, because that's like Mimi and everything.
It is.
Right. Yeah, let's put this. Yeah, let's put this. The look at the camera meme.
All right.
With that, we will close out this episode, and we'll be back next time. Go watch the Luna special. See you later.
Goodbye. See you.
You. Bye.